Hello.
Hello, Troy.
Yeah.
Hi, good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you please have a few minutes to help us out, the survey?
Well, tell you what, give me a brief overview of what this is about. I understand it's about Ector County, but...
I'm sorry, you don't reside in... You don't reside in Ector County? You don't reside in Ector County?
Yeah.
What county do you reside in?
No, we do. Yeah, we live in Ector. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you will be willing to participate?
Well, yeah.
I do appreciate it.
I'm a little busy, but
I'll try to be
there with you.
Do you want me to call you back, like in 5 minutes?
No.
No, okay.
No, I'm going to be busy for a while. So go ahead and hit me with your questions, man.
All right, thank you. So, now, I'm going to... Yeah, you said you do live in Ector. That was the first question. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
Well, let's talk about this. What are we talking about things? Are we talking about infrastructure, roads?
Everything. In general, do you believe that Ector County in general over everything is on the right track or things are on the wrong track? In your perspective?
I think we're borderline. We're on the wrong track.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're starting to get off the right path.
Awesome. So now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? I'm going to read a few, and then you stop me whenever you think that that's the most important one.
Let me stop right here. Let me tell you exactly what the problem is.
Okay.
Commissioners giving themselves raises with money that taxes that I pay. That's a problem. And I don't mean a little raise. I'm talking about huge raises.
Wow.
That's one major problem we have in the county. Okay, go ahead. Now, give me your questions.
Okay, I was trying to look for one that was more focused on what you just said. But let me read them to you. Education issues, poor economy, lack of jobs, poor leadership by elected officials, managing growth, sprawl development, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, healthcare, high taxes and government spending, diversifying economic base, attracting jobs other than oil-related industry, air pollution, quality of life in general, moral issues, family values, social issues, traffic roads, transportation issues, race relationships, relations, civil rights, lack of cultural entertainment opportunities, immigration, or I could put other for based on what you just. Okay.
If immigration definitely is a big issue, right, especially now. It always has been. I've lived my entire life. I'm 52 years old, and it's always been an issue. Now, legal immigration, no, that's not a problem. It's the illegal immigration that we have. That's the problem.
So that's the biggest issue, then, that you would consider in your perspective?
I believe so. Illegal immigration.
Okay. So now, how
but
would
you have to make sure you stipulate illegal immigration. It's not legal immigration. It's the illegal immigration that's the problem.
And you're correct. You're very correct on that. And probably doesn't specify it because of the fact that how many legal immigration people will be crossing the border on foot? Not that many. I think that they will be coming in on cars. So it's basically focused.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
I believe that's the reason why it's not focused really on illegal. So yeah. So let me go to the next one now. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Compared to other places, probably fair.
Fair?
Literally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
No, we're going to be much worse off.
Okay, thank you. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've been where I work, I've been there coming up on 11 years. And honestly, I don't know if I'll be there in another year.
So
I don't know if the company else will be there in another year.
So in that case, you're very concerned, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each of these in Ector County, if excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is public safety and low crime. Next one, good, fair, or poor?
Low, poor.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Public transportation?
Now, that's concerning like taxis and buses, right?
That's considered all public transportation.
Oh, well, you know, honestly, I really can't talk on that because I don't use public transportation.
Okay, if you don't, really if you don't have an opinion or an answer, that's always, let me know so I can always skip it. So we'll go ahead and skip that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Now, welcoming and inviting people to diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I think we're fair on that.
Fair. Thank you. Quality of public schools?
Ooh, you know what? I went to school here, and I haven't been in school for over 30 years.
No problem. Let's skip. We'll skip it.
Okay.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, man. You know, the traffic around here is crazy.
So then poor?
Yeah.
Poor.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Very poor.
Thank you. The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
You know, actually, yeah.
I heard a little voice say parrot.
Yeah, that's my wife. That's my wife.
She, hello, wife.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, she believes we don't have a lot to do here. But the thing is, during the summer, mm-hmm. if we did have a lot to do, we wouldn't go do it anyway because it's just too damn hot.
Oh, I see. So then, for
there's just
big open fields.
Yeah, probably four.
Okay.
That, yeah.
The ability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
I think that's probably fair.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical settings.
Okay, that's poor.
Okay. Just your laugh alone told me the answer. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I think that one is above fair. What was that option?
So excellent, good, fair,
excellent.
Poor.
I think it's excellent because I think everybody out here is doing the best they can.
Okay, awesome. And what about the ability of affordable housing?
Well, no, that's
I think everybody works out.
I think that's fair.
Fair? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And the ability of
everybody has the ability to work in oil field.
Not me, for example. What if I was a single mom? I couldn't work in an oil field at my age.
Single dads do.
No, but I mean, never mind.
So she believes it's her answer is poor?
Yes.
We'll do it.
I'm from a small town in Illinois, and I just think the housing here and the rent is off the charts. I mean, and I'm not trying to compare apples to oranges because I know this is an oil field compared to where I lived. It was more out country, cornfield, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, here, you know, it's hard for, you know, even just two people without kids to afford a one-bedroom apartment. They want like $1,500 for one-bedroom apartment in some cases.
For one
That's
bedroom?
That's absolutely ignorant.
No, it is. It's outrageous. You should try Nevada. I think Nevada would probably be still, it always has been, the most economical place to live. My sister moved from California to Nevada, and believe me, she's happy. I think a one bedroom is going. Yeah, I believe a one bedroom is going for around $9,000 to $1,000. So,
wow.
That's even high to me.
No, of course. But then again, we don't know what the minimum wage is in Nevada. See, that's the thing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because they never did make it a national set minimum wage like they wanted to, like a few years back, like they wanted to do the whole country just minimum wage to be 15. So that didn't pass. Now you can make $20 an hour minimum wage at a In-N-Out in California near Hollywood.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But you know what? But then whenever you go down to, say, McDonald's to buy a Big Mac, what's that going to cost you?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Tell me about it. Yeah. That's why I lost some weight.
It's going to cost you more than five or seven bucks or whatever here,
yep.
You know.
You know, I was fat back in 2002 when in the summer McDonald's would provide us the 39-cent cheeseburgers, and I could only limit myself to buying 20. I'd always tell my friends, hey, buy me another 20. and then after that, gradually, I just started losing weight because those promotions.
39-cent hamburger places, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and McDonald's, well, at least in Southern California where I lived 20 years ago, they used to have this promotion only in the summer where you could buy up to 20 cheeseburgers for 39 cents each.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
that's
20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago, though.
Okay, see, here in Odessa, we used to have little places, and they were called 39-cent hamburger places.
With cheese or without?
I don't remember. I think it was just – and they were small, man. I mean, they were probably 3 inches in diameter, you know, but then they were only just 39 cents.
True. But, I mean, these ones were too, the ones that McDonald's would provide 20 years ago, but they had cheese. That's what made them delicious. And fattening, of course. So,
yeah.
Now, we have two more on this list. So, next one is availability of quality health care.
Ability of quality health care.
Yes.
I think we're fair there.
Okay. And the last one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
No, that's definitely poor.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Odessa is definitely not a place you don't want to be in out whenever the sun goes down. You don't want to be out.
Good to know, just in case I ever go there. Or swim by.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. On these, for this list, tell me excellent, good, fair, or poor. Or also, if you don't want to or have an opinion, then let me know. I'll skip it. The first one is for retirees.
Oh, no, bad. Oh,
bad?
Poor.
So poor?
Yeah.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries.
Legal or illegal?
No, this would be illegal because immigrants, so
illegal.
Yeah, illegal.
I think they probably fair.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. People living below poverty line?
Let's see, living in Odessa, poverty, probably poor, yeah.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
That'd be excellent.
Excellent, okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Ooh, oil field. Probably fair, yeah.
Fair, okay. People like you?
People like me.
Yeah. That's
there's not many more people like me left.
Really, you don't have a mini you? No, I'm just kidding.
All right. well... Somebody like
go ask your brother. Go look at the mirror. See what he says.
Right.
That's your other you.
Somebody like me, I did good in Odessa.
Okay,
so
that's
I'd say
awesome.
probably good. Yeah.
Alrighty. Families with children?
Oh, poor. Very poor, just because of the cost of living here.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities?
I'd say fair.
And young single people.
So I'm going to say poor there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The overall quality.
Quality of life. I'd say fair.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Honestly, I think it's going to be going down.
So, deteriorate?
Especially if things don't change. I mean, the last 3 years, it's been going down quick.
Wow. So then you believe that in the next 5 years, it'll definitely be worse than it is now?
I believe so. If we continue down the same path we're on, yeah.
Well, hopefully that's not the case. Let's be positive.
Right.
Now, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate 5 years from now? I'm going to read you a list, and you stop me whenever you believe that's the most important one now. Lack of job opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government and addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, illegal immigration, or other. So just
illegal immigration.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
I kind of should have known that you were going to choose that one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Let me ask you this. So basically, let me go back to that question. So you believe that in 5 years, the reason the quality of life will deteriorate is because of the illegal immigration?
In yes, 5 years? That's correct.
Really?
Yeah.
We're only like 307 miles from the border.
Right. But I thought that these people came to look for jobs and make the economy stronger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now wait. Let me tell you that. I can tell you I grew up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is illegal immigration has been a problem the entire time I've been alive.
Right.
Now, what happens is illegals come over,
mm-hmm.
and they don't make minimum wage.
They don't
come over here and they'll bust their ass. Oh, no. Why? Why should they? They're not American citizens.
Well, technically, they should be making less or half less because of the fact that they don't have papers. Social Security number to work. A work permit, period.
Correct.
So you're telling me they're making more than minimum wage?
No, they're making less. Less than an American.
That makes sense.
So they're taking Americans' jobs.
Gotcha.
Okay? And and the people that are hiring them in it's literally slave wages.
Got it.
Well, okay, make a little bit more than slaves. I mean, they pay them something, but it's, and it's taking advantage of them. It's screwing the American, you know, the average American because they're losing out on jobs.
I see.
I'm
glad I asked you this because I really would have been wondering, but now I get the big picture as to why.
Okay.
You gave me the answer. You did. Awesome. Let's go.
Okay.
We're almost done. We're 65%. Uh-huh.
And then in the meantime, though, too, because if they're not making minimum wage, they're still eligible in some cases to, if they do get a green card by chance, or maybe even if they don't, they're able to get some government assistance, which is then taking money from the hardworking taxpayer, American taxpayer.
You're right.
So
another point.
It's just like a vicious cycle, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'm glad I asked this question. Awesome. So the economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Honestly, I'm not very familiar.
No, okay. So not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
You know, just going off of what I've seen, not very confident at all.
No, at all. Okay, thank you. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Too confident, not somewhat confident, or very confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely? Because of the situation you guys are living in now, basically, how likely you think that it'll be that you guys might end up in the next 5 years in a better place, better state, or a better country? I don't know. Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely? Or not sure is also an answer.
Probably not sure.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, just for the last few questions, it's just for statistical purposes only. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have some college.
Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
52.
Thank you.
56.
Thank you. So you guys in the same range, 50 to 64. Thank you. Now, do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No, just me and my wife.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, African American, Asian or other, or Hispanic, Latino? Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your annual household income 25 to 40, 40 to 75, or above 75,000 a year?
Above 75.
Thank you. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, of course, I'm not going to ask you this question. I'm going to just skip it.
We don't mind answering that. We identify as male and female. So.
Excellent. Actually, in 8 years I've been doing service, I've never asked that question. And I almost asked you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, we're in the county.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much. You guys were delightful to talk to, and also thank you for your participation. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a fun survey.